由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are glad you joined us.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我们的节目《天路导向》。我们现在讲紧的这个的系列信息咧，是主的宣言。
You don't have to be an important person to make a difference for God.
你不需要做个重要的人物，才能够为神去活出非凡的人生的。
The Master's Manifesto is about being.
主的宣言是有关生命的本质的。
And that is why Jesus pronounces these beatitudes or blessings.
所以呢，耶稣就称这些呢是为福气或者是福分的。
He said, happy are you, happy are you, happy are you.
他说，有福了，有福了，有福了。
Every one of you know that people are trying to sell happiness.
人人都知道，在现今的世代，大家呢都很努力地、很着力地去推销幸福这件事的。
They tell you that if you buy this particular refrigerator, you're going to be happy.
他们告诉你，如果你买了某一款的冰箱、某一款的雪柜，那呢你就会很幸福、很快乐的了。
Or if you buy this television, you'll be happy.
又或者有人向你推销就话啊，如果你买咗呢一台嘅电视机，咁咧你就会好幸福、好快乐噶啦。
Or if you buy this particular toothpaste, you'll be happy。
甚至话啊，你买咗某只嘅牙膏啊，咁你嘅人缘可能会好好啦，咁咧你就会好幸福、快乐噶啦。
The tragedy is，
但系令人觉得悲哀嘅咧就系、
是、，that as we depart away from the Master's Manifesto。
当我们距离主的宣言越来越远的时候
，The more we believe that happiness and joy can be found in things，
我们就越会咧系以为幸福同埋快乐系能够咧由物质嗰度可以得到嘅
，And it becomes like salt water，
就好似咧系饮盐水一样
，The more you drink it， the more you thirst for it。
你越是喝得多，你就越是觉得口渴的。
And goes on and on.
就是这样，一路周而复始，不断地继续下去，越喝得多就越口渴。
And that is why some people today are going from one experience to another.
所以在今时今日，在我们的社会里面有很多人，他们呢是经历过人生的很多不同的经历际遇，他们呢试很多样东西。
But they have no inner satisfaction.
但是他们仍然呢不能够得到内心的那种的满足。
According to the Master's Manifesto,
根据主的宣言呢，
Happiness is not found in any of the places that people think they found it.
啲人呢係冇辦法由任何一个佢哋自以为能够揾到幸福嘅地方呢去揾幸福嘅。
Happiness is not found in the abandonment of faith.
当你放弃咗你嘅信仰，你呢係唔会揾到幸福嘅。
Voltaire, a French playwright, was the most outspoken opponent of the faith.
伏尔泰这位法国的剧作家，他一向都是公开反对信仰的。
And yet, he wrote the following words.
他呢就曾经呢是写过以下这样的说话。
I wish I had never been born.
他说，我真是希望我从来都没有在这个的世上呢是生存过。
Happiness is not found in pleasure.
幸福并不是呢来自我们一些物质上面的享乐的。
Lord Byron, the British poet,
英国的诗人拜伦
lived the life of pleasure.
他呢一路都是过着很享乐的生活的。
And listen to what he writes.
但係請你聽下佢寫嘅詩係講啲乜嘢嘅。
The worm, the canker, the grief are mine alone.
佢話追蟲、細菌、悲哀都係咧我個人獨有嘅寫照嚟嘅。
Certainly, happiness is not found in money.
好顯然，幸福亦都唔係來自金錢嘅。
One of the wealthiest people in the world.
一個喺世界上最富有嘅人。
When he was dying, he said,
当佢垂死嘅时候，佢咁样讲。
I suppose I am the most miserable man on earth.
佢话：我谂我系呢个世界上最可怜嘅人啦。
Certainly, happiness is not found in possession or fame.
好显然，幸福亦都唔系来自财产或者名声，唔系话你有几多钱，你几出名就会有幸福嘅。
Lord Beaconscroft enjoyed more than his fair share of both.
有一位叫做比克斯克劳福特嘅伯爵，佢系既有钱又有名声嘅。
And yet he wrote.
咁但系咧，佢就曾经咁样写过一句咁样嘅说话。
Youth is a mistake.
佢话青年时期咧系一个错误。
Manhood is a struggle.
成年期咧系一个斗争。
Old age is a regret.
而老年期呢，就是一个遗憾。
Happiness is not found in military glory either.
幸福亦都不是来自丰功伟业的。
Alexander the Great conquered the known world in his day.
相信大家都听过亚历山大帝这个的大名了，他是当时呢，征服了全天下的世界的。
And having done so, he wept sorrowfully because there were no more worlds to conquer.
之后呢，即是当他在征服了全世界之后呢，他就悲哀哭泣，因为呢，在那个时间，他就发觉再没有任何可以被他去征服的地方了。
The only contentment that anyone can have is from knowing the master.
唯一能够令人获得满足的就是认识主耶稣基督。
Knowing the Master leads us to living by the Master's manifesto.
认识主耶稣基督就能够使我们呢是遵行他的宣言。
The Master's manifesto is where true happiness is found.
而主的宣言呢就是真正幸福的来源了。
At the first part of that manifesto.
在这个宣言的第一部分，
Jesus said,
主耶稣呢，这样说，
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
他说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
In this first beatitude,
在这个所谓第一个的福气里面呢，
The king spells out the nature of his kingdom.
我哋嘅国王咧，佢就清楚咁样去讲出咗天国嘅本质。
The root of the Greek word makarios, which could easily mean contented is the poor in spirit.
呢个希腊字 makarios， 佢嘅字根咧系可以好容易咧就被理解为虚心嘅人满足啦。
Or fortunate is the poor in spirit.
又或者是被理解为虚心的人真是幸运了。
Or fulfilled is the poor in spirit.
又或者是说虚心的人是充实了。
Blessed indeed are those who recognize their poverty in spirit.
没错，那些承认自己在灵里面是穷乏的人呢，他们是真是有福气的。
If you read the Gospel of Luke, you find that the word in spirit is not there.
如果你读路加福音，你会发现呢是没有灵里面这个字眼的。
But the very word poverty means poverty of spirit.
但是实际上贫穷其实那个的真正的意思呢是指在灵里面贫穷的意思。
All of the Beatitudes have to do with the inner character and not the outer appearances.
所有呢一啲嘅福气，就系主耶稣基督喺登山宝训喺嗰个主嘅宣言里边所讲嘅福气，都系咧系针对人嘅内在品性去讲嘅，而唔系针对人外在嘅表现去讲嘅。
They have to do with the spiritual condition, not the material possession.
呢啲嘅福气系同属灵嘅状态有关，却系咧同物质嘅财富系无关嘅。
There are many exhortations in the scripture regarding the poor and caring for the poor.
在圣经里面有很多的教导，很多的教训呢，都是讲到有关于贫穷的人，还有呢，是怎样去关怀贫穷的人。
Here in the Master's Manifesto, Jesus is dealing specifically with the inner spiritual condition of the heart.
在主的宣言里面，主耶稣基督完全是针对人内心的属灵状况去讲他的分享的。
So what is the spiritual poverty?
咁究竟乜嘢系灵里边嘅穷乏咧
？Spiritual poverty does not mean a person who does not read the scripture.
所谓灵里面穷乏咧，并唔系指一个人唔睇圣经。
Spiritual poverty does not mean the person who spends little time in prayer.
所谓灵里穷乏，亦都唔系指一个人好少祈祷。
Spiritual poverty does not mean the person who does not walk in the Spirit.
所谓灵里的穷乏，亦都咧唔系指一个人唔跟从圣灵的引导。
You might now be asking, what does it mean to be poor in spirit?
咁你可能咧就忍唔住要问啦。咁到底灵里边嘅穷乏系指乜嘢咧
？I want to explain this.
让我咧系话俾你听，解释清楚俾你听。
By nature, we all are self-sufficient.
按照我哋嘅本性，我哋每个人嘅本性咧，我哋每个人都系中意靠自己嘅。
By nature, we think that we are good.
按照我哋嘅本性，我哋都认为自己咧系好唔错，系非常之好嘅。
By nature, we think that if we don't kill or rob or steal, then we are fine.
按照我哋嘅本性，我哋认为。只要我哋唔杀人、唔偷、唔抢，我哋咧都可以算系一个好人嚟嘅。
By nature, we think that if we have a church affiliation, then we are religious people.
按照我哋嘅本性，我哋认为只要咧系某间教会嘅会友，我哋咧就已经系教徒啦。
By nature, we think that if we have given some money to charity, then we are okay.
按照我哋嘅本性，我哋亦都认为，只要咧系捐啲钱俾慈善机构，咁我哋咧已经算系好唔错噶啦。
What Jesus is saying is that our assumptions are wrong。
但系耶稣却系话俾我哋听，呢种自以为是嘅谂法其实系错嘅。
By definition, the word poor means lacking in something。
根据这个贫穷这个词它的字的意思呢它是指缺少一些的东西的。
To be poor in spirit is to recognize that we are nothing, have nothing, and can do nothing.
所谓灵里贫穷这个呢其实是让我们认清楚我们是一无是处是一无所有也都呢是一无所能的。
Poverty in spirit is being conscious of my emptiness.
灵里面的穷乏就是察觉到自己内心的空虚。
Poverty in spirit is the work of the Spirit of God showing me as I am.
灵里面的穷乏就是圣灵的工作，它揭露了我们的实况。
Not as I want to deceive myself and think that I am.
并不是我们欺骗自己自以为是的那个的状况。
Poverty in spirit means that I come to the painful discovery that all of my righteousness is like a filthy rag.
灵里面的贫穷就是很忍痛地去发现。发现什么呢？就是发现原来我们自以为是的、自以为义的，都只不过是一块肮脏的、很污糟的一块抹布。
Poverty in spirit is the spiritual awakening that tells me that without Christ, my best performance is unacceptable.
灵里面的贫穷就是在灵性那方面的觉醒，让到我们知道如果没有耶稣基督，即使是最出色的表现都是没有价值的。
Poverty in spirit manifests itself when an individual can say that without Jesus Christ, I am deserving of hell and damnation for all of eternity.
灵里面的贫穷当中的表现就是承认，如果没有耶稣基督，我呢就应该是落地狱，是应该永远沉沦的。
Listen very carefully, please.
请你仔细的、留心的听我跟住要分享的。
Jesus is not saying that if someone is poor in spirit, Jesus will give him the kingdom of God.
耶稣并不是说如果一个人的灵里面是贫穷的，那主呢就会赐给他天国了。
Jesus is saying that the man who is poor in spirit is happy because he has the kingdom.
耶稣是说灵里面穷乏的那些人呢，他们是有福的，因为他们已经拥有了天国了。
The happiness of the kingdom is a natural sequence and not an arbitrary reward.
天国的福气是一种自然的后果，而不是呢经过谈判之后的奖赏。
The king is not bestowing gifts to make people happy.
天国的王，他并不是去分派礼物，令到人大家都觉得很快乐。
But rather, he creates the condition within us that enables us to find happiness.
而是呢，他开创一个的境界，让我们呢，能够在里面找到幸福。
Happiness is an inside job.
幸福是我们内心的感受来的。
Not an outside.
而不是一种外在的东西的。
Happiness has its roots not in the outward circumstances.
幸福是有它的根基，而并不是呢取决于外在的条件的。
But in the inward condition of the character.
而是呢存在在我们内心的品格那里的。
One doesn't find happiness in marriage.
一个人不是由婚姻里面去寻求幸福。
But he takes happiness into marriage.
而是呢，他将幸福带到入婚姻里面。
One doesn't find happiness in the job.
一个人不是由工作那里找到幸福。
He takes happiness into the job.
而是他将幸福带到去他的工作那里。
One doesn't find happiness in a church.
一个人不是由教会那里得到喜乐。
You take happiness into the church.
而是将喜乐带到去他的教会那里。
Happiness comes from within.
幸福是发自内心的。
And it begins by recognizing that I as a person, I'm dependent on God.
当你意识到自己是一个倚靠神的人，那你就是有福的了。
It begins by recognizing that I am not the captain of my ship.
当你认识到自己不是你生命的船长，那你呢就有福了。
Happiness begins by recognizing that I am not the all-powerful being.
当你认识到自己不是双手万能的，那么你就真是有福了。
If I am willing to be governed and ruled by the king,
当我愿意被天国的王来去管理和约束的时候，
then I am admitting my spiritual poverty.
我呢，就是承认自己属灵的穷乏的。
The poor in spirit are those in whom the pride of the will,
属灵的穷乏亦即系咧，有关于意志力方面嘅骄傲
，and the pride of the intellect，
而聪明才智嘅骄傲
，and the pride of the heart，
以及咧系我内心嘅骄傲
，are all bending to the royal king。
呢一切咧，全部都系向尊贵嘅王咧屈服嘅。
How do you obtain the kingdom？
你怎样能够得到天国的公民权呢？
How do you get to heaven?
你怎样才能够是上到天堂呢？
You obtain the kingdom when you submit to the king.
当你信服国王的时候，你就已经是天国的一份子了。
Poverty in spirit emanates from the very act of submission.
虚心是从信服开始的。
Of course, we all know that financial bankruptcy is not a good thing.
当然我们都知道破产并不是一件好事。
But declaring spiritual bankruptcy is the greatest act that will bring you joy and happiness.
但是宣告属灵破产却是最了不起的举动，因为它可以带给你幸福和快乐。
Will you do that?
你愿不愿意这样做呢？
Come submitting to the master.
你愿不愿意来去顺服主呢？
Will you acknowledge that you are spiritually bankrupt?
你愿不愿意承认你在属灵方面的破产呢？
I believe the Lord Jesus will answer your prayers.
我相信主耶稣基督会回应你的祷告的。
Come to him declaring your poverty in spirit.
请你来到他面前去宣告你灵里面的贫穷啊。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起来祈祷。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父亲，
We declare to you our spiritual poverty.
我们承认我们灵里面的贫穷。
And that without Jesus, we can do nothing.
没有耶稣，我们是一无所成的。
We submit to his kingdom and his rule.
我们愿意信服他的国和他的律法。
Let him come into our lives.
请你让他是进入我们的生命里面。
In the person of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵来去充满我
们。神啊，我要一生听谢你。神啊，我要高举你圣名。我要因你欢喜快乐，至高的主啊，你荣耀使我心歌颂你。神啊，我要一生称谢你。神啊，我要高举你圣名。我要因你欢喜快乐。至高的主啊，你荣耀使我心歌颂你。躯壳能留住你，藉着神重拾爱，齐心祷告以真诚，藉主跨胜。要颂扬神是爱，要颂扬神是美。Thank you. 点真爱发光芒，宣告我主坐着为王。心清谢你，神啊，我要高举你圣名，我要因你欢喜快乐，至高的主啊，你荣耀使我心歌颂你，驱黑暗留住你，识着神。从神爱齐心祷告以真诚，直至跨城要颂扬神是爱，要颂扬神是美，燃点真爱发光芒，宣告我主坐着为王。随时乘风破浪，乐用主的海歌。要颂扬神是爱，要颂扬神是美，燃点真爱发光芒，宣告我主坐着。
刚才你听的这首歌呢叫做《神坐着为王》，咁愿意每一位听众呢都让神在你的生命当中呢是居首位，是能够呢是作你生命里面的王。咁今日我哋分享的这个系列信息呢就是讲緊关于主的宣言。而在主的宣言呢，所谓主的宣言其实就是他登山宝训里面所分享的一些教训。咁而今日所讲嘅重点呢就放喺虚心嘅人呢係有福嘅。咁而虚心呢个字呢，头先马克牧师都有解释啦，就係、是、其实解呢係灵里面贫困贫穷咁嘅意思。呢、这个呢唔係代表我哋唔睇圣经唔祈祷，而係相反呢呢一、这个嘅灵里面嘅穷乏呢，其实係让我哋认清楚自己係一无是处一无所有嘅。咁当我哋察觉到自己内心嘅空虚嘅时候呢，我哋就会希望能够有一个觉醒，係愿意呢去追求嗰一种嘅满足。当我哋能够去追求主耶稣基督係作为我哋嘅满足嘅时候呢，咁我哋就能够得到嗰种真正嘅快乐，真正嘅幸福啦。咁今日呢我哋天路导向呢就嚟到呢一度，我哋下一集呢再同你去分享主嘅宣言啦，我哋下集再会。